In this bulletin, Victoria may reopen restaurants, cafes and pubs as early as next month. Patients face long delays as elective surgery is set to resume across Australia. And in sport, Australia and New Zealand learn whether they will host the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup within 6 weeks. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Victorians may be able to enjoy a meal at restaurants, cafes and pubs as early as next month, the Herald Sun reports. From the 1st of June, the state government is expected to allow eateries to reopen, provided they adhere to social distancing and a limit of 10 customers. The newspaper says the decision is based on the government's testing of 150,000 people aged 15 to 64 for COVID-19, including the age group most likely to frequent pubs and eateries. The number of infections in Victoria has risen to more than 1,500, with a cluster at the Cedar Meats Abattoir linked to 98 cases and the Faulkner McDonald's store reporting 11 cases. Patients have welcomed the resumption of elective surgeries as hospitals grapple with a backlog of more than 400,000 cancelled operations, including 25,000 cancer surgeries. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says he hopes the elective surgery backlog will be reduced quickly now the federal government has eased restrictions. It will be up to the states to decide how quickly to return to full capacity, with most states operating at 25% capacity for non-urgent elective surgery. The CEO of the Australian Patients Association, Steve Mason, says patients are happy with the development.
The patients are impacted, are thrilled. They're really joyous that elective surgeries recommence. Most of them didn't complain before. There were some in severe pain and it did impact their quality of life, but they realised the beds had to be freed up for patients whose life was at risk. Hospitals haven't been swamped, so this is a very sensible move by the government.
Children in the United Kingdom will be back at school from the 1st of June as part of a phased return. Those in reception in years 1, 6, 10 and 12 will be the first to return to classrooms, although in smaller class sizes. Education Secretary Gavin Williamson says schools must adhere to strict standards of hygiene, cleaning and hand washing, and children and their families will be tested if they display virus symptoms. Mr. Williamson says the measures will help reduce the risk of transmitting COVID-19.
I know a lot of you will be worried about sending your children to school. Every one of us wants the very best for our children. And I know how stressful this time has been for all families right across the country. I want to reassure you that this approach is based on the best scientific advice, with children at the very heart of everything that we do.
It comes as the UK records more than 241,000 cases and over 34,000 deaths. Aid agency Save the Children says it fears thousands could die in the world's largest refugee settlement in southeast Bangladesh. At least three refugees have tested positive in the settlement, which houses nearly a million Rohingya. The World Health Organization has deployed rapid investigation teams as coronavirus testing is ramped up from between 5 and 10% to 100%. Spokesman from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Andrei Mahajic, says additional international solidarity and support is needed to protect the vulnerable population.
There are serious concerns about potentially severe impact of the virus in a densely populated refugee settlement sheltering some 860,000 refugees. Another 400,000 Bangladeshis live in the surrounding host communities. No effort must be spared if the higher fatality rates are to be avoided in overcrowded sites with limited health and water and sanitation infrastructure.
In sport, Football Federation Australia and New Zealand Football have welcomed confirmation that the host of the 2023 Women's World Cup will be announced by the FIFA Council within the next 6 weeks. Four bids are in the race, with Australia and New Zealand the only joint submission. The other bids come from Brazil, Colombia and Japan. Football Federation Australia chief Chris Nicu says he believes the joint proposal with New Zealand is attractive, offering the prospect of the first ever co-confederation hosted FIFA World Cup and the first ever FIFA Women's World Cup to be held in the Asia-Pacific region. The winning bid will be picked by the FIFA Council at an online meeting to be held on the 25th of June. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, possible morning smoke, 22 degrees. In Adelaide, sunny and 20. Melbourne, also sunny, 17. Hobart, possible shower, 16. In Canberra, sunny and 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. In Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, shower or two, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, shower or two, 28. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Jennifer Liu. This is SBS News.